our new range of frames. 2 for £75, including reflection-free lenses. Discover 2 looks for 1 fantastic price. Boots. Feel good. Brace yourself for a holiday to remember as Julia Davis's 6-part comedy Hitches Up. An intricately planned couple's camping trip descends into chaos. Camping, Season 1, next on Sky Atlantic. The best TV, the best box, the best choice. Join Sky TV and we'll provide you with our awesome Sky Q 2TB box, named which Best Buy. Search Sky Bundles or call 0808 160 1463. Sky. Believe in better.
Well, it ain't much use after all, said the young seaman.
"'Tain't much use for fools. You may lay to it, that nor nothing, cried Silver. But now you look here. You're young, you are, but you're as smart as paint. I see that when I set my eyes on you. And I'll talk to you like a man."
You may imagine how I felt when I heard this abominable old rogue addressing another in the very same words of flattery as he had used to myself. I think, if I had been able, that I would have killed him through the barrel. Meantime, he ran on, little supposing that he was overheard.
"Here it is about gentlemen of fortune. They live rough lives, and they risk swinging. But they eat, and they drink like fighting cocks. And when cruise is done, why, it's hundreds of pounds instead of hundreds of farthings in their pockets."
"We only use the finest Arabica beans in our freshly ground coffee, sourced from Central and South American Rainforest Alliance certified farms. McCafe, coffee never tasted this good." In his famous book, On the Origin of Species, Charles Darwin pointed out that there are many remote islands on Earth populated by snails that seem to be very similar to snails found elsewhere. Yet, snails can't swim, and their eggs are destroyed by seawater. So how did they get there? Darwin speculated that snails might be stowing away aboard migrating birds, but quite how, he was at a loss to say. Now though, a team of researchers at Cambridge have used the power of DNA technology to prove that Darwin was almost certainly right. The researchers genetically fingerprinted a species of European Balaea snails and compared them with similar snails found 9,000 kilometres away on the remote islands of Tristan da Cunha in the South Atlantic. The genetic sequences are almost identical, but the snails couldn't have travelled there by boat, since the island was first populated only 500 years ago, and the snail's DNA clock, a measure of the differences between their DNA and that of the European counterparts, suggests that they have been on the islands for much longer than that. Go crazy-ish. Scatter green olives in your spag bowl. Little twists. Sainsbury's. Live well for less.